Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Sit and Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday and Friday night. Also every Wednesday, Sit and Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sit and Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
There's a new professional carpet cleaner in Giltner. If you need that professional touch in Grand Island, Hastings, or the surrounding areas, call E&E Carpet Cleaning at 402-849-2556 or visit them online at enecarpetcleaning.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our First Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Osmond with you from Clay Center. Second match of our triangular coming your way in just moments. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you courtesy of New Tech Seeds. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds, proud sponsors of our starting lineups for high school volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com. And please don't forget that we are streaming live on KLIQFM.com. So if you've got relatives, families in other states and out of the area, and they want to listen to a great volleyball game, let them know. KLIQFM.com is the place to do it. Of course, you're listening to us on 94.5 The Breeze. Here's our starting lineup, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark bring you the starting lineup each and every week. Shickley Lady Longhorns will send to the court. Anna Lichty is a 5'9 sophomore. Whitney Walters is a 5'1 sophomore with starts tonight. McKenna Coyd is a 5'4, one of only three juniors on the squad, only two starters. Taylor Houck is a 5'11 freshman with a start tonight for the Lady Longhorns. Caressa Reinch is a 5'8 junior. Kaylee Yancey, the hard-hitting freshman at 5'8, will be pounding them away for Shickley tonight. And the libero is Marissa Hochstetler. Marissa Hochstetler is a solid ball player. Head coach for the Lady Longhorns, Dan Sorge. That's your starting lineup for the Shickley Lady Longhorns. For the Giltner Hornets, Danielle Hastings will provide the setting duties for Giltner. She's a 5'6 senior. In the middle will be Anna Williams. Williams is a 5'9 senior. On the left side will be Lisa Lockman, a 5'7 senior. On the right side will be Haley Most, a 5'6 junior. Chelsea White is a 5'11 senior in the middle. And back on the left side will be Molly Ocker. Look for her to just come up big on the left side at 5'9. The senior is getting it done for Giltner. And that's your starting lineups for the Giltner Hornets. Their head coach, Kurt Holt. Second match just about ready to get underway. That'll wrap up our pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. Proud sponsors of our pregame show. No worries at Kerr Chevrolet. Shickley comes to us going from left to right. They have green tops and black bottoms. They warmed up. Everybody warmed up in all black. Giltner remains in all black. They'll be on the right side. And they're all set. The girls will shake hands in the middle, and we will just about be ready to get things going. No libero on either side, it appears. And it looks like Giltner will pick up the first service. And back in the position, at least, will be Molly Ocker. Ocker's got a hard serve, and Shickley, the Lady Longhorns, have made the adjustments appropriately. They have dropped four back deep for Shickley. Molly Ocker has the ball. Our second match just about underway. As Ocker rears back, lets it fly. We are underway. What a way to get it started for Giltner. Ace service by Molly Ocker. 1-0 to set the tone. Hornets on top. Ocker just absolutely found that right spot. Shickley yet to adjust. Same shot. This one's going to go just a little bit deep. Two aces, however. It was in by a good foot and a half, Molly Ocker. And now the libero will rotate in for Shickley. It's Marissa Hochstetler. Two solid aces to get the match started. One more time. Trying to go across the court, across from left to right, and it goes into the net. And Shickley will get the service back. They'll send Whitney Walters, the 5'1 sophomore, throws it over. Her shot's going to go down and in. A serve from Whitney Walters, and that's how you answer a pair of aces. Tied up at two. Whitney Walters steps up. She'll knuckle one over. This one's going to be picked up by the Hornets. Hastings now pepped up on the right side, trying to get Anna Williams into the action. Williams shot out of bounds, and Shickley with their first lead of the night, 3-2. Check that. They're going to say Shickley was in the net, and Giltner will take the lead 3-2. Back to serve for the Hornets, Anna Williams. Her shot is over. It's picked up by Walters, dinked over on the right side, and then brought down real quick by the Hornets. It'll be the Longhorns reloading, bumped over free ball from Kaylee Yancey at the net. Perfect setup, but for the wrong side, and loading up now on the left side are the Longhorns. Off the block, solid shot. It was Carissa Reince. Reince will pick up the kill for the Longhorns and tie things back up now, 3-3. Back to serve, Carissa Reince. She'll let it fly. It's going to be covered by the Hornets. Hastings makes the pass in the middle. Hard shot, slammed down, knocked out of bounds. Lisa Lockman gets the kill for the Hornets, and Giltner reclaims the lead now, 4-3. Hastings had a nice touch on the serve, but it was a battle of the net that separated it for the Hornets now. Up on top by the narrowest of margins. Service is over. It's picked up by Kaylee Yancey. Yancey now will load up on the left side. Her shot's going to be covered by the Hornets in the middle. Hard shot brought down hard and quick by Lisa Lockman, but the Longhorns were there to cover it. Battle at the net, and Kaylee Yancey wasn't going to give up on it. Yancey picks up a nice kill off the block and ties things up at 4-4. Rotation now into the ballgame. Olivia Thomas to the bench. Anna Lichty back to serve will be Taylor Houck, the 5'11 freshman. Sends it over. It's going to be covered by Ocker on the right side, all the way across the net, but too much on it. And out of bounds it goes from Lisa Lockman. And Shickley regains the lead now, 5-4. Service is over. Ocker picks it up, sets it at the net, tipped over, misdirection play. Smart play by Chelsea White. Yancey comes over and gets it, but it's going to be covered by the Hornets from the back row. Bumped over. Pass from McKenna Coy on the left side. Yancey lets it fly. Hornets are there. Shot is going to be bumped over, and one more time now in the middle. Into the net are the Hornets. And Shickley now has built up a 2-point lead, and Taylor Houck has put together two solid serves and make it 3. This one's going to be knocked down out of bounds. Ocker couldn't handle it. Ace serve from Taylor Houck as Shickley extends the lead now to 3, 7-4. Houck winds up. Curtsies, sends it over. Hornets pick it up, working the right side. This time it's going to be brought down hard by Lisa Lockman. Lockman picks up her second kill of this first set, and it's a 2-point deficit for the Hornets. Hard shot, ace serve. Lisa Lockman came right back, and Lockman picks up an ace. And it's 6-7. Giltner down by 1. They can tie it up here. Off the net. Well played. No. Knocked out of bounds. Shickley can't handle it. Giltner ties it up at 7. Lockman one more time. Let this one go. It's going to be just out of bounds. And Shickley dodges a bullet. They'll get it back. They'll get the lead to go with it. Back to serve, McKenna Coy. She'll pop it over. Covered by the Hornets. On the right side, hard shot knocked out of bounds. Set up perfectly by Abby Priestler. And we're back to being tied up at 8 for the Hornets. Chelsea White pops it over. Hard shot. Ace service as Shipley could do very little with it. 5 aces already for Gildner. Chelsea White steps up, thunders it over. Just off the net, down it goes, and another ace serve for Chelsea White. Lockman, White, and Ocker each with aces. 9-8, Gildner, 10-8, rather. Gildner back up on top. Hard service covered by the Longhorns. Battle at the net, saved by Anna Williams. Williams will send it back over as the Longhorns scramble underneath it. On the left side, Yancey gets it. It's bumped up by Ocker now for the Hornets. Ocker on the left side comes down hard and thunders it in. Good kill. I tell you what, Molly Ocker got under that one. 11-8 is our score. Gildner up now by 3. Chelsea White steps up, pops it over. Good over spin on it. Knocked out of bounds, and White has put together 3 aces on the night. We're going to get a timeout from Dan Sorge. 12-8 is our score, and we're in the first set of our second match of the evening. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Dedication. The Gildner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Gildner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Got them the lead now, 12-8. They've got 3 ace serves from Chelsea White, who's got the hot hand. We'll see if Dan Sorge's timeout is the great equalizer. White picks up right where she left off. Shot goes tipped out of bounds from the Longhorns, and Gildner stretches their lead now 13-8, up by 5. Chelsea White now 6 points in a row. Hard serve, ace serve. It's their 4th of just this rotation. 7 points in a row for Gildner. 14-8 to score. White thunders one over. This one's going to be picked up by the Lady Longhorns. On the left side, hard shot off the block from Olivia Thomas. Ocker now for Gildner gets it. Blocked at the neck by Thomas. Ocker will go up and over. Free ball for the Lady Longhorns. Pass to the middle. Thomas lets it go, and it's going to be just out of bounds. Thomas had just a little bit too much on that. 15-8. White continues to serve now. 8 points in a row. They started off down by 1. They're now up by 7. Here come the Hornets now in the middle. Hard shot from Anna Williams, and it's going to be wrestled out of bounds, and Gildner will keep the drive alive, now doubling up on Shickley, 16-8. White finally runs out of gas. Service goes into the net. It had been 9 points in a row for Gildner, and now Shickley back with the service. Kaylee Yancey will let it go just off the net. Way to hang in there for the Hornets, and it'll be bumped over by Lisa Lockman. Longhorns cover set in the middle to Thomas. Thomas gets it going. There to handle it for the Hornets was Lisa Lockman. They'll bump it over. Free ball for the Longhorns. One more time. Thomas in the middle. Hard shot off the block. Ocker was there to cover. Send it back over. Loading up now on the left side. Hard shot from Reich. She's covered by Lockman. At the net and too much. Ocker tried to play it off the net. It went right off her arms and the Hornets couldn't do anything with it. 16-10 is our score. Substitutions now for Shickley. To the bench, Kaylee Yancey into the ballgame. Cynthia Mick, a 5'7 sophomore, will take over service for the Shickley Lady Longhorns. steps up, sends it over, side-to-side spin. Going down to get it was Lockman, ace service. Lockman couldn't do anything with it. Cynthia Mick picks up the ace, makes it a 16-11. First set, second serve goes into the net, and Gildner will get it back along with it. A six-point lead, 17-11. To serve is Abby Priestler. Priestler's shot's going to go out of bounds. Priestler's going to get in on the ace service. 18-11 now the score here in the first set. Gildner on top of Shickley. Priestler's shot is up. It's a hard, fast one. Good save by the Longhorns. Zocker was there to dump it back into the empty spot, catching the Longhorns out of position. 19-11 our score. Priestler, 5'8 freshman. Knuckles one over. It's a hard shot to handle, and Shickley won't be able to do it. Priestley will pick up the ace, and it's a 9-point lead, 20-11. Gildner had battled back. They were actually down in this contest by two and have now built a 9-point lead. Hannah Coy comes into the ball game for Shickley. To the bench, McKenna Coy. Priestler's shot goes over. It's going to be played. Shickley called for it out, but it's played and knocking it out of bounds now. No question about that one. Caressa Reinsch knocks it out. It is 21-11. Gildner in control, up by 10 here in the first set. Shot goes over from Priestler. Picked up by the Longhorns. On the left side, Caressa Reinsch has it partially blocked. Reinsch one more time goes. Gildner scrambles to get it, can't get it, so Reinsch got a good touch on the second go-around. Out of bounds it goes, and Shickley will get the point and the service back. 23-12. 21-12. Excuse me. Back to serve for Shickley. Anna Lichty lets it fly. It's going to be picked up nicely by Lockman. Set by Hastings. Ocker sends it down and down with some authority on it. And Ocker will get the kill. Her second of the set. It's a 22-12. Back 10-point lead now for the Hornets. Molly Ocker will get the serve. Kurt Pohl tells her the spot to go in. She'll wind up. Pop it. It's going to go. No. We got a whistle. Out of position for the Hornets. And the point will go to Gildner now, 23-12. Ocker will go back to serve. She'll take a few steps over to the left side. Steps up, drives it over. Just off the net, down for the ace. Ocker has three aces in this first set and now has given Gildner set point, 24-12, in a game that Shickley briefly led, and Gildner battled back and now has strengthened that lead and taken a commanding 12-point lead. Ocker's game, our set point service is underway. Hot shot over on the right side. Shickley coming through. Caressa Reinsch drops it in. Staves off elimination in this first set. 24-13. Back to serve. Whitney Walters, a 5'1 sophomore, drops it over. Hastings sets up Lockman on the left side, partially blocked by Shickley. Scrambling over for the set was Hannah Coy. She couldn't get to it. And it'll be set one belonging to Gildner, 25-13. The Hornets come out on top of set one. We've got our second set coming up. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. We're back right after this.
Dellcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Dellcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allens Superstore, proud sponsors of our mid-set break. Giltner off to a slow start, actually got behind. Trailed by only as many as two, or three actually, and then started to battle themselves back. They tied everything up at eight and then never looked back. At one point, rattling off nine in a row to get a lead and eventually the win, 25-13. They did so under the hot hand of Lisa Lockman, two kills, two aces. Two kills and three aces from Molly Ocker, four aces from Chelsea White, so Giltner's service separates them. That's our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Our second set is just about underway. Rob Osmond with you from Clay Center in our second set. Giltner takes the first set. Shickley to serve, and off we go. The service from Whitney Walters is covered. Ocker lets it fly. Walters is there to save it for Shickley. Second row spike, save by Lisa Lockman, and White will push it over for the Hornets. Now on the left side, winding up, letting it fly. Good shot by Caressa Reinch, and then a solid shot from Ocker the other way. Gets the kill, Molly Ocker. Put Shickley in a 1-0 hole to get things started. Back to serve will be Molly Ocker in this rotation. She'll wind up on the left side. Hard shot, and out of bounds it goes. Ocker, her fourth ace of just this second match. And Ocker has a good touch, and Giltner has a 2-0 lead. Longhorns working the left side, coming across. Hard shot from Reinsch is going to be handled by the Hornets. They'll send it back over free ball now in the middle. Hard shot, but into the net from Taylor Houck. Houck couldn't get it to go. Giltner now has built up a 3-0 lead. Molly Ocker has popped over three solid serves in a row. She'll step up. This one's going to slide over, covered by the Longhorns. Pushed over real quick by Whitney Walters. Wildcats are the Hornets send it across. Molly Ocker drives one home, and it's a quick 4-0 lead. Ocker now has put up four solid serves. Shot is over. It's going to roll backwards, but Shickley will be there to cover it. It'll be a free ball handled by Hastings. Pushed over now, and here come the Longhorns. Knocked out of bounds. Going back for it with Taylor out, but she had to rear back out of position. Her shot has too much on it. And it's a 5-0 Giltner. Great way to start the second set. Ocker gets the sign. She's way over on the left side. Steps up, toes it up. Hard shot. Picked up cleanly by Alex Kuna. Kuna's going to punch it over for Shickley. Hastings now. Solid shot. Boy, I tell you what, Anna Williams at the right spot. Had a good touch on it. And Williams gets the kill. And a 6-0 lead. The Hornets have built up. Ocker looking very relaxed. And now nobody's stepping up for Shickley. Shickley will now get the free ball sent over. And here come the Hornets ready to go. Hard shot. Scrambling back to get it was Chelsea White. But it was a solid pound from Shickley to get their first point of the second set. It's 6-1. Out of the game will come Alex Kluna back in the ballgame. Caressa Reinsch. Reinsch will inherit the serve and a 5-point deficit for Shickley. Giltner took the first set rather handily and looked to be running away with this one. And now Shickley will try to get it back. Hard shot, knocked out of bounds. Too much on it from Lisa Lockman. And it's a 4-point lead for Shickley. For Giltner, 6-2. Shickley to serve. Popping it over was Caressa Reinsch. It's going to be covered way in the back and knocked over as a free ball by Chelsea White. In the middle, hard shot. This one's going to find its mark. Taylor Houck was just looking for that warm spot in the court, and she found it. and drops it in and picks up the point. Shickley battling back now, 6-3. Down at 1 point by six, they battle back three straight points. Shickley sends it out of bounds, and Giltner will get it back. Along with it, a four-point lead. Back to serve will be Anna Williams, the 5'9 senior. Steps up, pops it over, handled by the Longhorns. On the right side, Houck lets it go off the block. Hornets will have to send it over in a free ball, and they'll do it. But it's going to be picked up now on the left side. Hard shot off the block. There to cover was Caressa Reinsch to save it. Tipped at the net, tried to tip it at the net. Chelsea White couldn't get it. She tried to just dink it over. Longhorns were there to cover anyway, but it falls on the wrong side of the net. Shickley will pick up their fourth point of the second set now, down by three. Once again, Houck lets it go. Diving up was Ocker. Sends it right back to the official on top, out of bounds, and Ocker could not handle it. The ace service from Houck, 7-5 is our score. Two-point lead now for Giltner. Hastings pushes it over. Ocker sends it across with some authority. Set now from McKenna Coy. Into the net go the Longhorns. And Shickley will give up the service. And Giltner comes right back. Danielle Hastings, the 5'6 senior, will take over service over on the right side of the service line. She'll step up, pop it over. Covered on the right side by Yancey. And now partially blocked. Hard shot from Olivia Thomas. It was blocked by Abby Priestler and Chelsea White, but out of bounds. Point will belong to Shickley. And it's a two-point Giltner lead one more time. Service from McKenna Coy is handled, knocked out of bounds by the Hornets, and Shickley will not go away, down now by just 1 point. Coy's shot is up. McKenna Coy's service is covered, loading up now on the left side. Hard shot, good spot, I tell you. Kaylee Yancey at 5'8", a freshman, has just tied the game up for Shickley. And can now take the lead. McKenna Coy sends it over. White sets the right side. Covered. Nobody home for Giltner. Out of position. Lisa Lockman was there and didn't make it. And Giltner has lost the lead. And Shickley has gained it for the first time in this second set. Now up by 1-9-8. Service over. Just off the net. Ocker can't get it. Ace service by McKenna Coy has given Shickley a two-point lead. We've got a timeout on the court. We're going to stay here with you. And again, remind you that if someone is out of the area, you can reach us live audio streaming on KLIQFM.com anytime. We've got a game going. You can catch it online, and then later, in a couple more days, it'll be available for podcast should you want to download it and listen to it at your leisure. Second match of our Clay City or Clay Center Triangular. Giltner takes the first set, 25-13. Shickley now battling back, has now got a 10-8 lead, a 2-point margin of victory, or margin of lead rather, for the Longhorns off the hot service of McKenna Coy. Coy will send this one over. It's going to be covered and brought up and partially blocked. Hard shot by Lockman. And Shickley there to cover it. Now from the back row, here comes Giltner loading up on the left side. One more time. Bringing it down hard was Lockman, but the Longhorns were there to cover for it. Ocker makes a diving effort. It'll have to be a free ball. They're not going to get it over. Giltner can't handle it. And it's 11-8. Shickley continues the drive. Ocker's going to send it over in the free ball, loading it up now. Set by Walters. Dinked over. There to cover it are the Hornets. Chelsea White goes back to get it, but sends it right into the net. And now, quickly as that, Shickley has battled back with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points in a row. And Giltner's finally going to bring an end to that. At the Battle of the Net, Giltner will win it. That's a lot of points in a row for Giltner to give up. Now down by three. Back to serve, Lisa Lockman. Hard serve, covered, set by Walters on the right side. Hard shot by Kaylee Yancey, and some scrambling now by Giltner to get underneath it. Walters the pass. Yancey left it fly. Blocked by Chelsea White, and White will get the point for the Hornets and cut the lead down to 2-12-10. Lockman to serve one more time for the Hornets. She'll bring it across. Covered. Walters passes over to the right side to Yancey. Yancey fires it across, but the Hornets were there. White pounds one in, gets it to go. Nice kill by Chelsea White. And Giltner will get it back now, trailing by one, 12-11. Lockman lets it go. Hard shot. It's going to be covered. Ocker's going to let it fly, and it's going to sail out of bounds, and Giltner will give it back. And it's a two-point lead now for Shickley. Kaylee Yancey, 5'8 freshman. That'll be something great for Shickley in years to come. Her service is a hot one. Ocker's there to cover. It'll be a free ball as White will send it across for the Hornets. Walters passes right to the middle, blocked by White. Ocker now sets up, pass right back to Ocker now on the left side. She's going to get it just off the net in the block, but the Longhorns were there to cover it, and they'll just send it back over. White to Hastings, back to White, blocked at the net. Olivia Thomas was there, and I tell you, Shickley is getting into this ballgame now. As their bench coming alive, it's a three-point lead now for Shickley. Yancey lets it fly. Hornets there to cover, and it'll be sent over, partially blocked right at the net. Lockman sent it right into Thomas. Now pushed over by White, right past Thomas on the left side. Reinsch is there. One more time. Here we go. Knocked out of bounds. Winding up for it was Olivia Thomas. She had the angle. She had the aisle, but too much muscle on it. And Giltner will get it back, trailing by two. Chelsea White, 5'11 senior, sends this one over, covered by the Longhorns. On the left side, hard shot, but into the net from Caressa Reinsch. And Giltner battles back, down now by one. White takes the sign. Jim growing a little bit on the quiet side now. White sends it over, covered by the Longhorns. Free ball going to be pushed over. Wow. Action going on here. Ocker lets it go. It's going to be covered in the back row by Houck. Thundering shot. Too much on it. One more time. Olivia Thomas couldn't handle it, and Giltner has managed to bring this back to tie up our second set at 14. We've got a timeout from Dan Sorge and the Longhorns. We'll take a break as well. It's High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday and Friday night. Also every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Clay Center. Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5. It's our Clay Center triangular. Giltner took the first set from Shickley, 25-13. Now we're knotted up in the second set at 14. Chelsea White continues to serve for the Hornets. Shot is up. Covered by the Longhorns. Walters there to make the pass on the left side. Pushed over. Covered by the Hornets now. Back set and across. White will just push it over for Giltner. Hastings works now with Priestler. And over. Longhorns cover. Walters will push it over for Shickley. Priestler one more time. Sets up nicely but blocked at the net. Anna Williams did a great job of feeding Olivia Thomas, and Thomas was there, and Shickley regains the lead now. 15-14. Service now from Anna Lichty, the 5'9 sophomore. She'll step back, pop it over. Covering it was Lockman to Hastings to Ocker. Blocked at the net. There to save it one more time was Williams. But right in on it was Caressa Reinch. And Reinch makes it a 16-14. Shickley has the lead back, and now it's stretched it to two. Lichty's service covered by the Hornets now in the middle. Williams lets it fly. It's going to be partially touched and knocked down. Giltner will get it back. 16-15 is our score. Back to serve will be Shayna Vaught, a 5'8 freshman. She'll send it across, and it's going to go, was it touched? Yes, they're going to call it touched as it was sailing out of bounds. Shickley was going to let it go and then change their mind, and it just grazed that back row. So Vanessa or Shayna Vaught will get another look at it, tied up at 16. Hard shot from the back row by Shickley, partially blocked from Ocker on the return, and it's going to bounce out of bounds, and Giltner has reclaimed the lead now, 17-16. Vaught to serve one more time. She'll let it fly side to side. Picked up by the Longhorns down the left side. And Houck can't do anything with it. Taylor Houck changed her mind whether she was going to try to crush it or dink it over. And she did a little of neither. 18-16 now. It's a two-point Hornet lead. Trouble at the net. Houck can't read it. And Shickley now has given up 5 points in a row. Bout to serve now, 19-16. Bout winds up, sends this one over hard. It's going to be covered by the Longhorns on the left side. Houck one more time, out of bounds. Was it touched? No. 20-16. Giltner now trying to pull away. They put together a good run here. Vaught lets it fly. It's a low one. Picked up by the Hornets, or by the Longhorns, however. Then across three ball. Chelsea White has to step up to get it. No, it wasn't White. It was Vaught who tried to come up and get it, and it sails out of bounds. Shickley back in it now, 20-17. Substitutions now. Whitney Walters back in. She'll take over the serve. To the bench goes Cynthia Mick. Walters, 5'1". And a sophomore playing mighty big. Picks up the eighth. Her second of the evening, and it's 20-18. Shickley continues to battle back. Walter's shot picked up now by Lockman. Pass to Hastings on the left side. Blocked, but in the net was Shickley. Anna Williams was up there trying to make things happen, and Giltner gets it back. With a three-point lead, 21-18. Ocker with the service. It's handled by the Longhorns. They'll load up hard shot, and here come the Hornets trying to figure it out. Walters set in the middle. Houck lets it go, and it's going to be just in. ...21-19. Shickley refusing to go away, down by two. Service from Caressa Reinch. Reinch lets it fly. It's going to be covered by the Hornets. Hastings to the left side, and Williams can't do anything with it. And it's a one-point ball game. Giltner had built up a little bit of a lead and now hold on by one. Here come the Longhorns. Knuckleball shots covered by the Hornets. Ocker lets it fly and knocks it out of bounds, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game here in the second set. Knotted up at 21, Shickley can get it back. They lost the first set to Giltner. Ocker handles it. It'll be, no, a carry called. As Haley Most went back to get it, and it just kind of rolled off her fingertips. Shickley now has regained the lead, 22-21. Hot serves from Caressa Reinch. This one, no exception, is going to go out of bounds. No one touched it. So Giltner ties it back up now at 22. They'll get the service, and it'll be Anna Williams, a senior, to take over for Giltner. Her shot's going to go. It's going to go off the handle and out of bounds, eighth service from Anna Williams. It's 23-22. Williams will take the sign from Kurt Polt. Four deep are the Longhorns to handle Williams' service. Gildner up by one. Service again, out of bounds, another ace serve for Anna Williams. That's two, and they couldn't have come at a better time. It's match point now, 24-22. Gildner can put it away with a solid serve from Williams. Williams winds up, lets it go. This one's going to be handled by the Longhorns. They're not going down without a fight. Houck sends it across. Hornets are there to cover. Hastings to Lockman. Lockman's shot broken up by Walters, and free ball off the hands, and down it goes. Gildner loses the serve. Shickley battling back, 24-23. Shickley down by one. Can knot it up right here. Taylor Houck will have the serve. Winds up, steps into it, lets it fly. Ocker covers to Hastings. To Lockman in the middle. Lockman partially blocked. We've got a whistle, and we're going to get a carry on Shickley, and that will wrap it up for Gildner. 25-23. They'll take the second set and the match to go with it. 25-13 in the first, 25-23 in the second. Shickley did not go down without a fight. We'll talk about it here in just a little bit as we come back with our Silver Learning Center post-game show. Stay with us. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Clay Center, the second match of our triangular here has just wrapped up. The night is over for the Gildner Hornets as they knock down Shickley in a very tough match all the way around. Gildner wins the first set, 25-13, pretty handily, and then Shickley came back to play in the second set, but Gildner comes away with a 25-23 performance. By the way, you're listening to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Sylvan Learning Center, proud sponsors of our post-game show on our volleyball matches of the week. We've still got one more match to go. It'll be the clincher on the night as Clay Center will be back on the court to take on Shickley. Right now, we're going to take a few minutes and wrap up our coverage here of Gildner. And it was a battle of serves for Gildner as they put together 14 aces, which out of 50 points, they ain't too shabby. And Gildner just kept them coming and kept them coming off, and had some solid serves, and they put together some good rallies to finish off Shickley in that second set. On the match, Molly Ocker ends up with four kills and four aces to go with it. Chelsea White had a good kill at a good time, and she had four aces as well, as Chelsea White was responsible for putting together a nice streak of serves for the Hornets. Lisa Lockman had two kills, two aces as well. Anna Williams has a kill and two aces. Abby Pressler off the bench picks up two key aces. For Shickley, Caressa Rice got a kill, so did Kaylee Yancey, but that's just about it for the offense for Shickley. Aces came from Whitney Walters. McKenna Coy had one. Walters had two. Cynthia Mick off the bench had an ace for the Lady Longhorns, and Taylor Houck had two aces and a lot of opportunities for some key kills, but couldn't quite get it. But all in all, not a bad night for Gilter. They win one, they lose one, or they lose one and then win one. While losing the first match to Clay Center tonight and then coming back and dispatching Shickley in two sets. Gilter's record now improves to 14-3 when they came into the contest, 13-2. So 14-3, a solid record for Kurt Polt, the coach of Gildner. The rest of their year, Gildner's looks like this as they're done for the night. Donovan Trumbull has a triangular, along with Donovan Trumbull will be Heartland. Shelby and McCool Junction are another triangular for Gildner, and they'll host it. And then we'll move on to at that triangular for Gildner, McCool Junction, and Meridian. And then we'll go to the Crossroads Conference Tournament in York. And then Gildner will host a four-team, one-day tournament at Gildner. Teams yet to be determined on that one. But so Gildner has a hard time. Could not get past Clay Center tonight. And at least three of the four of the next teams that they're going to face have winning records, including Meridian, who's 10-3 and in D1. But Gilder got their work cut out for them, but a pretty good performance tonight by Kurt Bold's squad. So Gildner will wrap up the evening. As for Shickley, they got one more to play, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, and we'll also tell you what's coming up on our other sister stations one more time. But that's our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Sylvan Learning Center, proud sponsors of our Breeze Volleyball Match of the Week. We're going to take a quick break, come back and set the stage for our third and final match of the evening. It'll be the Shickley Longhorns and the Clay Center Wildcats. Going at it. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Kurt Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
The Shickley Grain Company Incorporated proudly supports all the Shickley teams and athletes. The Shickley Grain Company buys, sells, and stores grain and has your fertilizer products. Working for a better community, the Shickley Grain Company wishes continued success in the classroom and on the field. Call Bill at the Shickley Grain Company at 402-627-2425 or 1-800-456-3989 and at www.shickleygrain.com. Good luck, Longhorns, from Shickley Grain Company in Shickley.
There's a new professional carpet cleaner in Giltner. If you need that professional touch in Grand Island, Hastings, or the surrounding areas, call E&E Carpet Cleaning at 402-849-2556 or visit them online at enecarpetcleaning.com.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
My daughter Emily always tried her best in school, but her grades didn't always show it. I tried everything I could think of to help, but nothing worked. Then I called Sylvan. The Sylvan instructor made an instant connection with Emily and gave her the personal and expert attention she needed. Sylvan identified the areas Emily needed help with and developed a personalized plan to address them. Thanks to Sylvan, Emily has shown the progress that I was looking for. It shows in her grades and in her confidence at school. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. You'll be glad you did.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Clay Center. Rob Osmond with you as we prepare for our third match of the night. It'll be the Shipley Longhorns and the Clay Center Wildcats. Wildcats took care of Giltner in our first match of the night. Giltner took care of Shickley. And this is the only piece of the puzzle that's left. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used car dealership. No worries at Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington in Hastings. Rob Osmond with you for some great volleyball action. And this game will feature a Shickley team that is vastly improved from the start of the season. Coach Dan Sorge has amassed an underclassman loaded team, and they are actually stepping up. So look for Shickley to beat things in years to come in the not too distant future. Let me say that, even though they only have three juniors on the team, no seniors, four freshmen, including two starters, and some solid, got a little bit of height in there as well. So Shickley certainly going to be a force to be reckoned with later on to come. But they're going to face a Clay Center Wildcat team that is perfect this year and has a little bit of momentum and has a little bit of a purpose as they try to wrap up their long tradition of playing in this gymnasium. Clay Center will merge with Sandy Creek next year. And Clay Center will bring with them a pretty hot volleyball team to go with it. But they'd like to go out on top. They're a solid ball club and not many chinks in their armor, I'll tell you that much. They are a solid group. They play very well together, and they don't get down when the score gets down. They keep it in there, and they mix things up a little bit. They're kind of they're a very fun team to watch. Clay Center would like to wrap up their time at this gym with a state championship, and they are well on their way to do it as they've established themselves quite well. Coming in with an unblemished record, 16-0, after beating Giltner earlier this evening, and they've got one more to go through tonight. We've got our first serve and our third match coming your way in just about 12 minutes. Crowd still hanging in there. Shickley brings a lot of fans with them, and they are hanging in there trying to get the Longhorns back into it. But we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about what's going on the rest of this week on our network of sister stations. So stay with us. We'll set the stage for this final match coming your way from Clay Center. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire Complete Comfort System, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration, Clay Center. Call 402-462-3738 or 402-469-6939.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you?